You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria. 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe. 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood. 100.1 FM, Lake Charles. And KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the Restoring Faith broadcast, and I am Dr. Christopher Manuel, pastor of the Smyrna, Maranatha, and Natchitoches First Seventh-day Adventist Churches here in Alexandria and Natchitoches, Louisiana. We desire to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to a dying world in the final moments of Earth's history. And now, today's broadcast.
Brothers and sisters, we're going to be talking about another controversial topic in our time and our season entitled, Are the Dead Really Dead? Death just might be one of the most misunderstood subjects today. To many, it is shrouded in mystery and evokes dreaded feelings of fear and uncertainty and even hopelessness. Others believe that their deceased loved ones are not dead at all, but instead live with them in other realms. Still, others are confused about the relationship between the body, spirit, and soul. But does it really matter what you believe? Yes, absolutely it does, because what you believe about the dead will have a profound impact on what happens to you in the end times. There's no room for guessing on this subject, so this study right here will give you exactly what God says on the subject, because we're going to get it from the Word of God. Are the dead really dead? So here may be a question that some of you are pondering about your loved ones. How did we get here in the first place? Some people think that we evolved and all that type of thing. But the Bible tells us, it says plainly in Genesis 2:7, how did we get here? And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. The short answer is God made us from dust in the beginning. Well then, so what happens when a person dies? There we go. Because surely, brothers and sisters, God will not bring anybody back from a realm from heaven or from hell to give you a message about how hot it is or about how glorious it is in heaven, and then desire to stay with you and not go back. Hallelujah. So what happens when a person dies? Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 7 says this: then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit, the spirit will return to God who gave it. Listen to this. The body turns to dust again, and the spirit goes back to God who gave it. The spirit of every person who dies, whether righteous or wicked, returns to God at death. The spirit does. Well, I know, I hear your question. I question the same thing until the Lord showed me in the Word. What is the spirit that returns to God at death? James 2:26, Job 27:3. The body without the spirit is dead. That's what James say. Job, what you got to say about it? The spirit of God is in my nostrils. Oh, you see, the spirit that returns to God at death is the breath of life and what God breathes into man. Remember that Genesis 2:7? Nowhere in all the good God's book does the spirit have any life, wisdom, or feeling after a person dies. It is the breath of life and nothing more. See, when he breathes into you the breath of life, that is the very breath, God's breath in you, that keeps you going. Uh-huh. Well, here comes the question. Well, then, if that be the case, what is a soul? Genesis 2:7 says the same thing. And God, the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath, the spirit of life, and man became a living soul. A soul is a living being. A soul is always a combination of two things. How many things? Two things. That's body plus breath. A soul cannot exist unless body and breath are combined. God's word teaches that we are souls. Well, would that be the case? Do souls die then? Ezekiel 18 and verse 20 and Revelation 16 and verse 3. Do souls die? The soul that sins, it dies. Revelation says every living soul died in the sea. So the short answer, do souls die? According to God's word, souls do die. We are souls and souls die. Man is mortal. Job 4:17. Only God is immortal. 1 Timothy 6:15 and 16. The concept of an undying immortal soul goes against the Bible, which teaches that souls are subject to death. Well, then, well, I got to ask a question. I'm just trying to find out, Lord, in your word, do good people go to heaven when they die? Ah, here is the triple billion, quadzillion dollar question. Do good people go to heaven when they die? John 5, verse 28 and 29. This is Jesus talking. Acts 2, 29 and 34. And Job 17, verse 13. Listen to what the word of the Lord has to say. Do good people go to heaven when they die? All who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Acts 2:29, 34 says, David is both dead and buried, and his tomb is with us to this day, for David did not ascend into the heavens. Job 17:13 says, if I wait, the grave is mine house. So, do good people go to heaven when they die? No, people do not go either to heaven or hell at death. They go to their graves to await the resurrection. Your loved one, beloved, is in the grave. Big mama, mama, and papa are in the grave. Your auntie, your brother, your cousin, they're in the grave until the resurrection. Well, how much does one know or comprehend after death? Because we think that people know stuff about them when they die. The Bible says, look at here. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 9, 5, 6, and 10, for the living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing, and they have no more reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. Also, their love, their hatred, their envy have now perished. Nevermore will they have a share in anything done under the sun. There is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going. Psalm says, Psalm 115, verse 17, the dead do not praise the Lord. So the short answer, how does one know or comprehend after death? How much do they know? God says that the dead know absolutely nothing. You can't fight with the preacher on this one. The Bible says that the dead know not anything. But can't the dead communicate with the living, and aren't they aware of what the living are doing right now, today in 2020? Let's see what the word of God says on that. Job chapter 14, verse 12. And verse 21, and Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 6. But can't the dead communicate with the living? Aren't they aware of what the living are doing? The text says, so man lies down and does not rise. Till the heavens are no more, they will not awake nor be roused from their sleep. Death is asleep, people. His sons come to honor, and he does not know it. They are brought low, and he does not perceive it. Here it is, Ecclesiastes 9, 6. Nevermore will they have a share in anything done under the sun. So to answer that question, but can't the dead communicate with the living, and aren't they aware of what the living are doing? No. The dead cannot contact the living, nor do they know what the living are doing. They are dead. Their thoughts have perished. Psalms 146 and verse 4. Though millions think it is possible, the dead cannot communicate with the living. Jesus called the unconscious state of dead sleep in John 11, verses 11 through 14. How long will they sleep? I know some of us have that question. The Bible tells us in Job 14, verse 12, and 2 Peter 3 and verse 10, it says, so man lies down and does not rise till the heavens are no more. End time. The day of the Lord will come in which the heavens will pass away. So Jesus called the unconscious state of the dead sleep. How long will they sleep? The short answer is the dead will sleep until the great day of the Lord at the end of the world. In death, humans are totally unconscious with no activity or knowledge of any kind. Well, I have a question. What happens to the righteous dead at the second coming of Jesus? I know we want to know about this here. Revelation 22 and verse 12. And then you have 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17. Revelation 22 says, "And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work." 1 Thessalonians says that you know it better, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, and the dead in Christ will rise second." No, they're rising first. "And thus we shall always be with the Lord." That's when Jesus comes. That's when the dead is going to rise. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51 through 53 says this, "We shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, for this corruptible..." Excuse me, "the dead will be raised incorruptible, and for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." The short answer, what happens to the righteous dead at the second coming of Jesus? They will be rewarded. They will be raised, given immortal bodies, and caught up to meet the Lord in the air. There would be no purpose in a resurrection if people were taken to heaven when they die. Oh, that's some truth right there, brothers and sisters. It wouldn't be any need for Jesus to return if when you die, you go straight to heaven, or when another person dies, they go straight to hell. That means we ought to all be looking to go ahead and die quickly so we can go to heaven. But that's not true. See, you don't die, then go to heaven or hell. That ain't what the Bible says. We stay in the grave until Jesus comes back for everybody. Well, what was the devil's first lie on earth? We want to know that. What is his first lie? Genesis 3:4. Revelation 12:9 says, what was his first lie? "Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die." Text says in Revelation 12:9, that old serpent called the devil and Satan. Well, what was the devil's first lie on earth? Was, you will not die. That was his first lie. You will not die. Well, why did the devil lie to Eve about death? Could this subject be more important than many think? Well, the short answer to that one is easy. It is one of the pillars of the devil's teachings. He has worked powerful miracles down through the ages through people who claim to receive their power from the spirits of the dead. You can look that up. The example, you got that? The magicians in Egypt in Exodus chapter 7 and verse 11. The woman at Endor in 1 Samuel 28, verse 3 through 25. The sorcerers in Daniel chapter 2 and verse 2, and a certain slave girl in Acts 16, verse 16 through 18. A solemn warning comes to that. You see, in the end times, Satan will again use sorcery, as he did in Daniel's day, to deceive the whole world, according to Revelation 18, 23. You see, sorcery is a supernatural agency that claims to receive its power and wisdom from the spirits of the dead, and they'll be posing as Jesus' disciples, posing as a godly